Carl, a day that moved rapidly forward.
Yeah, very much so. I don't think we really expected the pitch to do that. We knew it was going to do a little bit this morning, but it was still pretty dry underneath. But yeah, for 16 wickets in the day, certainly moving forward quite quickly.
149 all out doesn't seem much on the face of it, but overall in the context of the game, do you think it might be a decent total now?
Yeah, I think so. I think if we can pick up those last couple of wickets tomorrow morning and not have too much of a deficit, we still rough in the game. And then every run after that's going to hurt them because there's still plenty in there, a couple going up and down, and yeah, it's only going to get worse with the divots. So yeah, if we can bat well in the second innings and post a decent total, I think 150 is still very competitive.
So they're only six behind at the moment, as you say, three quick wickets in the morning. This might come down to one in this game.
Yeah, quite easily. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting, considering we played quite a boring game there at the Oval a couple of weeks ago, 160 overs in the dirt. So to have a game like this, we've actually quite enjoying and embracing something quite different from what we have been playing recently. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. And I think our batting tomorrow is going to be very important as to where this game goes.
So wickets doing quite a bit, went to the toss and yet you still decided to bat first. What was the reason there, do you think?
Yeah, as I said, it was still pretty dry. It was a used wicket. I think it might have been used during the World Cup. So it was still pretty dry underneath, and the grass on top we thought would probably only just keep the pace in it. So the fact that they wanted to toss, obviously they had a similar thought to what we did. So yeah, I think it just a little bit crusty on top, and a couple are just going through or bouncing a bit and just not quite coming onto the bat. Feel like if you can settle in on a line and length, you can go nowhere and bowl maidens and not go anywhere. And then that odd one does sort of have your name on it.
Important 27 for you. A couple of others got 27. That may yet prove pivotal. A couple of wickets as well. You got Dean Elgar up the top. You'd have enjoyed that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I was chatting to him quite a bit out there. Obviously, I know him very well. And a couple of the ones that Stoneman beat the bat, I told him as I walked past, I said, you'll nick those. He goes, no, I'm missing them too. And if I nick them, they're going for four. So, yeah, to get him out was nice. But, went out there with a bit of a positive mindset. And I thought, I need to get going here, because if I sit in, I thought that I would end up getting one that keeps low or nipping back like it eventually did. So to scramble a bit of I think it was about a 40-odd partnership with Louis there might be quite important at the end of the day.
You guys got Ollie Pope out in the 60s, which is a bonus the way he's performed against Hampshire recently, but you bowled him a few decent balls first up there, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a tricky patch there when he came in. The lights were on and we always feel like it does a little bit more here. And once we got both the openers out, suddenly our tails were up. So, yeah, he batted well again, showing his class. But, to get him out and I said now to wrap up the next couple in the morning, 10:30 starts. Hopefully everything will just be a bit livelier tomorrow morning.